is Lorraine Ball.
And I'm Sam Von Tobel.
And this week we're going to talk about social media.
Social media, well, yeah, why not? I love social media.
Yeah. I do too. And it's kind of funny because looking back 10 years, social media really wasn't much of a thing in business.
It's been kind of growing, you mentioned 10 years ago, but I feel like the last maybe 5 years or so, it's really caught fire in a lot of areas that are frankly a little surprising.
Yeah, that whole idea of social media, when it first started, it was definitely about big companies doing a lot of things in social media, and slowly we saw small businesses kind of getting their toe in the water. And so we actually started doing a survey 8 years ago to find out what small businesses were doing when it came to social media.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's been exactly the same and very steady year after year. You've been finding out the exact same things have been working year after year. That's heavy sarcasm.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because it doesn't shift rapidly. And so that's been one of the fun things now that I've got data. On some of the questions, it goes back to 2010. Some of the questions, it goes back to 2012. We have enough data that we can see those gradual shifts over time, and there have been some big shifts.
Yeah. We, of course, ran it again this past year. You've been working away at it hard at work. What have you been finding, Lorraine?
There are a few things that I think are really interesting. The first is what I call the disenchantment. Across the board, we ask business owners, what do you use social media for? And across the board, their answers are declining compared to what they were doing in 2012.
So what kind of things are you talking about when you say declining across the board?
So we ask business owners to choose from a really long list. You know, do you use social media to build brand awareness, networks, find news, generate leads? And in every single category, fewer business owners are saying, yeah, I do that, than did 6 years ago. Some of the most dramatic really blew me away. One was finding news.
And that one really surprises me because I feel like, and I lump myself into that, a lot of my news I get from social media. I'm less inclined to pick up a newspaper or go on CNN's website. I get that straight from my Facebook and Twitter feeds.
I do too. So this surprised me. But in 2012, about 55% of the small businesses we surveyed said they got news. They specifically used social media to generate or define news. And this year, less than 30. I mean, that's almost in half.
That's dramatic.
Yeah. Another one that is not as surprising to me, but is extremely dramatic, is customer service. As a customer, when you're not happy and you're in an ornery mood and you're at a fast food place and your lunch is less than spectacular, what do you do?
I go talk to or demand to see the manager. In person, mano a mano.
Okay. And you've already driven away in your car?
Well, then I guess I'm going to Facebook and I'm going to leave a very nasty message.
Possibly with a photograph.
Possibly with a photograph of my nasty burger that I just ate.
Absolutely. And so consumers want to use social media to address customer service. But in our survey, we found that in 2012, 40% of businesses said they were using social media for customer service. And this year, it was 10%.
Wow.
It's crazy because customers want to deal with it there, but businesses don't. And it's now I know this is not just small businesses because I've seen bigger companies backing away too, but that is a collision that what companies want and what their customers want, they're going to come head on if they don't figure out how to address that.
Yeah, that one particularly surprises me as well, considering how easy it is to interact and provide fairly good customer service over social media using Messenger, just replying to direct messages, comments. It seems so easy to provide customer service over social media for the number to be so low.
That one definitely has been dropping every year. It wasn't an overnight shift, but it is dramatic. And the next thing that also is a drop actually ties to the next point I want to make. Building professional networks, just about 78% of businesses said that's what they used social media for back in 2012. And this year, the number is about 55%. So that really ties to this idea that social media is actually shifting to a broadcast platform where businesses talk to their customers but not really engage with their customers.
Interesting. Did you was that something that you pulled and looked at in particular this year?
It was one of these things that we kind of got to it from a number of different questions, just in terms of what kind of content you're generating, what kind of information are you sharing, and also the shift towards advertising. We're definitely seeing more businesses say, yeah, I'm now using social media for advertising. One of the things that I think is making this shift, particularly like on Facebook and even Twitter, when they start screwing with the algorithm, it used to be, you put content up, I saw your content. And now the platforms are kind of screening that back, and they're really throttling, particularly businesses. So they actually don't have the same opportunities that they used to put messages there that people will interact with.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of the biggest things I've noticed over the last couple of years, is they're making it extremely hard for your followers to see your content. And if you want them to regularly and reliably see your content, you've got to pony up some dough.
And we're seeing that about 30% of the companies in the study have done that in the past. About 27% are thinking about doing it this year. So it's not overwhelming. And so I think that's what's causing that disenchantment. They're frustrated because they used to be able to do stuff that they can't, and they're not quite ready to go forward completely and advertise and do the things they need to do.
Interesting, interesting. Seamlessly transitioning to what we want to talk about next. What do you kind of see as the next step?
The next step, I think, obviously for anybody who's interested in learning more about this, they should download a copy of the survey, and there will be a link in the show notes. But then I think they need to be looking at which social media tools are going to allow them to get results, to reach a wider audience, and create content that will be worth advertising. And you actually did a fun piece a year ago and then again this year looking at what some of the trends were. And what tools do you think business owners are gravitating towards?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things I saw happening last year was just the evolution and growth of not just live video, but video in general. We saw Facebook Live really make a push for live video. Instagram kind of got on board with limited success just because Facebook was so dominant. And that is not going away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. You jump in Facebook, and I guarantee you, once in 5 minutes of scrolling, you are likely to see at least 2 autoplay videos show up in your feed. And Facebook has just really taken a liking to those. They're playing well into their algorithm. But they also work for a lot of the things we were talking about with accomplishing multiple goals. That kind of content is very shareable. It's a lot of it's human interest, a lot of it's just interesting content. So it's content that's likely to be shared, likely to be commented on, likely to be liked.
And because Facebook is willing to promote that video content in the feed, it's helping those businesses that are trying to get the engagement. But video, by its nature, feels a little bit more like broadcast television. It feels more like one-way messaging. And so I think the challenge is business owners have to embrace video. They have to find a way to play. But then I also think they need to be mindful of the fact that it makes it feel even less personal. And they need to be doing some commenting and interacting in the comments to make it a more human and more interactive tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because Facebook favors certain content over others doesn't mean you should abandon ship and jump on board to one thing. Variety is the spice of life, as the old saying goes. So while video is important, and small business owners who are looking to expand reach on Facebook should definitely be mindful about allocating some of their advertising budget towards video, it's far from the only thing they should be doing.
Absolutely. I think you hit on this in general. It's this idea of creating shareable content, creating video, photos, blog posts, information that can go to more than one place.
Yeah, absolutely. And another reason for that is kind of this dark thing that's kind of been looming on the horizon is Facebook has actually been soft launching a new tool that would actually create 2 separate feeds in people's Facebook. So there would be a Facebook feed for family and friends, and there would be a whole nother feed for businesses' content. Unfortunately, from the business side, is John Doe, how often is John Doe going to be jumping into the business feed?
Mm-hmm.
So, that idea of shareable content, someone who is in that timeline sees something, shares it, that is now coming from a family and friend and will jump into that timeline.
You know, that has always been one of the things that we've worked hard to get small business owners to do is get your employees to share your content. Share it with their friends. Likes are good, loves are better, shares are even better than that. Because a like or a love is between you and I, but a share becomes public. And that's always been important. But if Facebook really goes forward with this two feed, it's going to be incredibly important.
Yeah, and like you said, the two-feed thing isn't a sure thing right now. They're soft launching it. They're trying it. I think they were trying it in Europe. Is that where they're trying it?
Yeah, a couple of countries in Europe.
But it's definitely a wake-up call, regardless of whether it becomes a thing or not.
There will continue to be modifications to the feed. You know, that is has been a fact since Facebook launched. It goes back to this idea that no matter how important Facebook becomes, at the end of the day, as a business, it is irresponsible to depend exclusively on a third party, because Facebook will change the rules and you will be screwed. If, however, your website is the origination point of all your content, it is a place where you control the message and you control what's visible, and then you share it to Facebook, the content will always be visible and always have a home on your website.
Yeah, you made a great point the other day. We were in the middle with a client, and you talked about the old Facebook landing pages that used to be a thing, and how so many businesses were relying on those instead of like an actual presentable good website, and then overnight, those go away, and you're left with nothing.
Yep. I think there's a lot that has changed in social media, and I think there's a lot that's going to continue to change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of things are certain in life. Death, taxes, and social media changing every single year and leaving us frustrated and grasping for answers.
Well, and on the positive side, challenged with new opportunities.
Yes. Always the optimist.
One of us has to be Pollyanna. Today it's my turn. Okay, if you have enjoy today's conversation. If you want to know more about social media trends, be sure to grab a copy of our report in the show notes. And be sure to look for other episodes of More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to your podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.